Welcome into After Hours with Bluck and Abdallah here on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel. Also, you can download the show on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, the NFL draft is in the books. We're Bears fans. We're looking at what the Bears accomplished over the NFL draft. This team is better today than what it was heading into the NFL draft.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, automatic upgrade at quarterback with the things that Caleb Williams can do inside the pocket. Everything from, you know, going through the progressions to staying within the pocket, looking to run and throw as opposed to looking to run and run. I think it makes your offensive line better as well. They address the offensive line in the draft. And also, you now have, with Rome Odunze in here, you have one of the best wide receiving cores in the NFL, definitely in the NFC North for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's where offensively you're going to see a major upgrade as far as the potential of scoring. You know, like, as lifelong Bears fans, we've played football and watched football be played in this city where you're trying not to lose, right? Like, and you're hoping the defense could hold on for dear life.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that, you know, you run the ball enough and then maybe you can get something at the end of the game, score enough points. This is going to be an offense that's going to be able to put up some points because of the wide receivers. Rome Odunze being added to the mix with Keenan Allen and also DJ Moore. I mean, this offense is going to be explosive. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even talk about the running backs room because this team led the NFL in rushing in the past couple of years. And then also the tight ends. Kmet Everett, that's a good duo of tight ends that you have. So when we look at the rest of the draft for the Chicago Bears, we can't go any farther along here without addressing the Bears selecting a punter in the fourth round. Because as we're watching the rounds go by, we knew coming into the NFL draft, the Bears had a couple of needs on the offensive line and also as an edge rusher on the defensive side of things. Fourth round, you select a punter. Did the Bears accomplish everything they needed to heading into the draft?
I don't mind selecting a punter. What I mind is selecting a punter in the fourth round when at the time they only had four picks. We didn't know that they were going to trade back into the fifth round and take a defensive end and upgrade or add depth to that position. And I feel like at the time it just seemed like you could have done more. You could have taken a defensive end there. You could have taken a defensive tackle there. You could have taken another offensive lineman there. This team is not complete. I go back to what Ryan Poles has done in other drafts. Roschon Johnson is a very productive running back. Drafted him in the fourth round. Braxton Jones missed a couple games last year, but played every single game, is a starter in this league on an offensive line that's getting better, was selected in the fifth round. So to select, you don't need the best punter. Like, you don't have to have the best punter in the NFL to be a successful football team. The Chiefs got rid of their punter. They're the best team in the NFL, signed a new punter in the offseason, and then I believe they either drafted one really late or signed one as a as an undrafted free agent. So they're going to have like a punting competition. You don't have to be the best at special teams. You can be fine at special teams. Don't be the worst. I'm not saying be the worst and completely ignore it. But this is a team that still needs depth, that still needs position battles to take place for those depth pieces. Like, the starters are mostly set on this team. So, yeah, it's fine to draft a punter if you were doing it in, like, the sixth round or the seventh round. To take one in the fourth round, and I know he's God's gift to punting because he punted at Iowa, cool. The Bears aren't Iowa. This isn't an offense because I had, and these are for the people in the comments, okay? I'm looking right at you. I had people in my mentions all damn weekend after they took this punter because I said he better be the best punter that ever has punted, okay? Because you took him in the fourth round saying, oh, well, as an Iowa fan, when they beat Wisconsin 15-6, if the Bears are beating teams 15-6 all season, that's a problem. That's a much bigger problem than just having the best punter. That means Caleb Williams sucks. That means Rome Odunze sucks. That means the offense is bad. And that means the Bears are in a much bigger problem than having the best punter. So it's a fine pick. I don't like that it was fourth. In the fourth round, I mean.
Fourth round, the 22nd pick overall. Torrey Taylor from Iowa is the player's name. We go 5 minutes into the podcast. We're railing against punters. I'm going to give him his name, Torrey Taylor.
Yeah, and he's great. He seems like a nice kid. Fine. Awesome.
I fundamentally disagree with the idea of using a pick in the fourth round on a player who is a punter. Field goal kicker, same thought process. A long snapper, I would still like. That to me is a position you're drafting in the fourth round for someone who could start on the 22 on your offense or your defense, the starting 22, mm-hmm. someone that's going to have an impact. And I think that you're right, Abdallah. There are people who can paint a picture to why drafting a punter in the fourth round will be so impactful for the Chicago Bears. Hell, even part of my brain could even give you this idea because we've heard Matt Eberflus talk about in the past. They want to play complementary football.
Sure.
A part of that would be you have an offense with weapons. You get a lead early. The defense goes after the opposition's offense. You pin them back. They punt. You have great field position. If it, for some reason, is a three and out and you have to give the football back, you now have a weapon to pin back the opposition mm-hmm. and allow your defense to continue that momentum. And I get it. Complementary football. That makes sense. You do not draft a punter in the fourth round.
No.
It's crazy now, that the Chicago Bears did this. And I can love the rest of their draft.
Sure.
You go out and get an offensive lineman in the third round. You go get in the fifth round a defensive edge rusher from Kansas.
Cool.
Austin Booker, who, by the way, I've watched some of the tape on him. He looks like a fast, skilled guy that doesn't get caught up in traffic. Mm-hmm. Seems like someone that will be perfect on the opposite side of Montez Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems great for the Chicago Bears. What are you doing drafting a punter in the fourth round? That, to me, I don't care how much you sell it and how Iowa fans in the city of Chicago sell it or how people who just love lame football, because that's what you are. If you're a Midwesterner trying to sell us on punting,
no.
You're lame. Yeah, it's what it is. You're lame. I don't care. You don't do it in the fourth round.
I give I'm sorry. That, like, if they would have taken any other position, take another corner, take a safety, take whatever. It doesn't matter.
Hell, a running back.
Take a running back. Another one. It doesn't matter. Like, because here's the thing. You've got Swift. You've got Roschon Johnson. Like, you're just going to use these guys. I get it. Take, you know, they didn't take another tight end. A lot of people wanted to take Brock Bowers. They didn't take another tight end. I think that when you look at it, I'm not going to knock like the draft grade. Like, this isn't like, oh, the Bears lost the draft because they drafted a punter. It's a C plus or C minus for me. No, it's like an A minus. Like, I really like what they did with the limited picks that they had. The punter is questionable. And I think it's fair to not just, you know, slurp up everything that Ryan Poles does and is like, this is awesome. This is so great. He can do no wrong. Let him cook. No, we can question what he does. Cook. We can question the ingredients he's using, okay? That cheese looks a little old, all right? That chicken smells a little ripe that you're cooking with this punter in the fourth round. Because ideally, like Caleb Williams himself texted Tory Taylor, and said to him, hey, probably not going to be punting that much, we hope. So, like, that's the goal, is that you're not punting that much. And if you do, fine, but you just don't need to be the best at punting. I still keep going back to that quote. I forget what movie it's from, but I think it's something where I think it's like
Star Wars.
No, and it's not Star Wars, but it's like, I'm not trying to be the best at working out. Like, I'm not trying to be the best at punting. All right. Like, that's fine. Okay. Like, it's stupid.
I'm trying to think of what that movie's from too.
I've thought about it all weekend and I didn't want to look it up because I thought it would come into my brain at one point, but it's where it's someone, and I feel like it's a Will Ferrell movie at some point. It's like, I'm not trying to be the best at working out.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Ben Stiller or something. I don't know. It's something like they're going jogging or I don't know. I'll think of it. Or someone in the comments, you guys will say it and tell us we're stupid. It's fine.
I'll say this though. Amaganji, the offensive tackle that the Bears take with the 11th pick in the third round. I like the pick, the guy from Yale. He's a local kid, went to Hinsdale Central. I think that's a pick where you hope he develops into a starting player, but in his rookie year, he's going to add depth to the offensive line.
Sure.
I have no issue there. Like I mentioned to you before, with the ninth pick in the fifth round, Austin Booker from Kansas, what I've read is that if he went back to school, then next year he would have a late one, early two grade.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a player that you're getting great value at in the fifth round, who, you know, some draft experts, Connor Rogers, who we featured an interview with on this channel, he was out saying that this kid probably should have gone back to school and it would have helped his draft stock. But he's taken by the Chicago Bears, and the Bears have seemed to be able to develop some defensive line players over the last couple of years under Eberflus. So I think the Booker and the Amaganji picks, I think those are great picks. You question the picking of a punter, Taylor, in the fourth round. Outside of that, it's an A all the way around for the Chicago Bears in this draft.
I think it's an A for this reason. I'll say A minus because one of them is a punter. Sorry. That you have three day one starters, obviously, right? Adunze is going to start day one. Caleb Williams is absolutely starting day one. And then we know that Taylor's going to be Gill's out. Taylor's going to be the punter. You don't draft a punter in the fourth round, and he's not going to be your starting punter. And then you draft two guys on the offensive line and defensive line that, if you read through what people are saying, they're very athletic. They're very strong, very gifted athletically, but they're raw, right? They need some time to develop, and that's fine because they're there for depth pieces, right? Like, I don't think Booker is going to be starting week one. He could. I'm not saying he can't. He could, but it seems like from what experts are saying and people that, you know, follow these guys more, offensive line play and defensive line play more intently than we do, are saying that these guys are a little raw and can be developed, which is fine because your first two picks are day one starters that you took in the top 10. And then you've got a punter who's going to start day one as well and hopefully be the best punter in the history of the NFL. And then you've got two guys that you're going to develop for depth and can eventually be starters maybe in a year.
Ideally, by the end of the season, you'll see Booker in.
Yeah.
But he's going to be in a rotation with others. But that's a part of what makes Montez Sweat so great, is that he will allow players like this to have time to develop. And this team is better than what they were heading into the NFL draft. And then obviously, and you can check out the videos here on the channel too, because we discussed in our live draft reaction from Thursday night of last week, like the Caleb Williams stuff and the Rome Odunze stuff. We talk at length about how great those picks are. Mm-hmm. And actually both players joined the show on Friday. So you can check out the videos right here on our YouTube channel.
Let me give you a hypothetical. So Ryan Poles selected Taylor the punter in the fourth round and then traded a future fourth round to get back into the fifth round to take Booker. Would we be killing him as not killing him? We'd be as critical of him if that was flipped.
If he took
Booker in the fourth round and then traded a future fourth to get back into the fifth round to take a punter there.
No, we wouldn't, because I think a fifth, sixth, or seventh, you are okay taking a punter with those selections. I think it's just the fourth rounder. There's value on the board. Now, I know that they're going to say that the player that they wanted at that spot was Booker, so it's a steal that they got him in the fifth, and they're going to massage that and kind of explain to you that they got both guys that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. If you flip it, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but also you shouldn't be taking a punter in the fourth round. Like, that's it. That's the, like, I don't care how anyone.
No punters in the fourth round.
I don't care how anyone tries to sell this. It's just something that should not be done.
True.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. It's After Hours. We read all of your comments, and that's why we go to YouTube comments here on the channel. And every once in a while, once a week, we like to go through the comments and we'll read them for you and we'll react to them, because we want to interact and we want to engage with all of you here on the channel. So leave a comment on the video or any of the videos right here on the channel. First of all, our live draft reaction show from Thursday night, you had a special setting that you were broadcasting from.
Yeah, it's my lake house. I had the palatial estate. It's my lake house. You can see right there the baby grand right here. And then, you know, I got the fireplace. And since we did this about halfway through the first round, it was what, 9 o'clock at night or so?
Sure.
Daylight where I was.
Yeah.
Daylight outside.
Many people commented on your new place with the piano.
It's a green screen, people. It's a green screen. It's not real. It comes with the program we used to record. Before we recorded, I said, what if I put this up? And Chris goes, that would be hilarious because people are going to think it's your real house, even though it's daylight outside. And people, of course, thought it was my real house and not my two-bedroom apartment in Lakeview up on the north side of Chicago.
So here we go with the comments. Our first comment up is from Fat Boy Transport.
Okay.
He says, all I hear is complaining. That's what he says. And this is in reference to our video talking about the new Soldier Field renderings and the pitch from last week from Kevin Warren and the Chicago Bears. From that video, he said, all I hear is complaining. Someone else says a ton. Yup. Is that all we did with the new stadium rendering? Is all we did was complain on that video?
I felt like we thought it said it looked cool. I was like, this looks great. The problem was You don't have tailgating. We were critical of the things that people are critical of. The renderings looked great. I thought the stadium looked awesome. It's the other things that we were complaining about.
So that's the first comment. Next comment is from user YC6 and a bunch of other random numbers.
Not a bot.
He said he came to our draft video.
Okay.
He just came here to see if we won the division in the offseason again this year. Yep, congratulations. Maybe it'll happen during the regular season at some point. So he's hating on our enthusiasm for the Bears and the NFL draft.
That's fair. I mean, I don't think we said they were going to beat the Packers or the Lions and win the division.
We did say they're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, but that can be a wild card team.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I want them to be in the mix for the division. That would be cool. I think they're going to be, I think they can win 10 or 11 games. That doesn't mean they're going to win the division. The Packers and Lions could both win 12. Who knows?
Yeah, we were, listen, I don't see how you can be an observer of the NFL and not see that this team is at least going to be in wild card contention.
User C, user dash YC6PT6WU70. The Bears are going to be the sexy pick from everyone to make the playoffs this year and probably to win the division. I saw a couple people on Friday saying that they're going to go to a Super Bowl, multiple Super Bowls in Caleb Williams' rookie contract.
Wow.
That's in the next 5 years.
That's a little over the top.
A little bit.
They're going to be in playoff contention. I think this team can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'm going. I'm not predicting that they're going to win the NFC North. I'm not predicting them to get to the NFC Championship game.
No.
This team is going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to be in the wild card hunt.
I don't know. They got a better punter now. So
we go to Juice Manico.
Okay.
He says, nobody booing here. You guys are great. From Germany. How about that?
Oh, shout out Nuremberg, Bavaria, Germany. All What's right. up?
So we have a German viewer.
I love that. If you're listening in another country, comment. And we appreciate that.
Yeah,
Thank
we'll
you.
Read it here in the comments section here on the
that's
video.
That's awesome. Shout out.
Hey, how about this? Fatboy once again gives us another comment. He says, the path to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. That's funny. Now, this is off of our video from the night in the draft reaction where the video is titled, like, the Bears are on their path to the Super Bowl after the pick of Caleb Williams. My response, is it? Let me guess. Big Justin Fields guy.
Ooh.
He didn't respond to that.
That's but all like, right. Fat boy transport.
Well, he's a big hater.
I would say that look at what the Texans did last year. Would you say that they're on the path to getting to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They made the playoffs. They won a playoff game.
They're on the path.
I can't. What's wrong with saying that?
I think it's a normal way to kind of look at it. I don't think we're over the top with that.
Not at all.
We go to Fast Horses.
Ooh.
Who leaves us a
fast
a comment
today? You know it's Derby Week.
I don't care. Back to you. I want to commend you guys for creating the Olive Garden bet with Carmen and Yurko.
Oh,
if you
thanks.
Listen to the radio station, the Carmen and Yurko show, they're on middays on ESPN 1000. We created a bet where Carmen, the Italian, had to go to Olive Garden. He's never been before, so he lost the bet. He said it was hilarious to hear how outraged Carm was with the cuisine at the Olive Garden. That was a fun time that we had.
It was. It was great. It was. I had a fine meal. I thought it was fine. I thought it was okay.
It's edible.
Yeah.
It's food.
Eating some.
Carmen
places.
Was a little over the top.
He was, for sure.
He was a little over the top.
For sure. Yes.
But yeah, check out the Carmen and Yurko show. They also on their YouTube channel. You can find the videos of us talking about our trip to the Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. And you can also check our socials for that as well. And our final comment from P-Crib. Would it kill you guys to not have audio static every 30 seconds? Come on. Well, listen, we had a video a couple weeks ago, and there was some audio technical difficulties and some audio static.
Stuff happens, man.
We're working through it.
Listen.
Cut us a little slack here, P-Crib.
I don't come to your job and tell you how much static there is.
The hell is your problem? We appreciate all the comments that we get here on the YouTube channel. Leave a comment below. Okay. We'll read them on one of our next videos right here, After Hours with Black and Abdallah. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. You can also download the podcast of this audio right on the ESPN Chicago app. It's After Hours. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Black. We'll talk to you later.